acá, que estará aquí para deleitarlo a todos ustedes. Esta noche es el Flamingo y pero vénganse porque la música ha empezado una vez más con el conjunto.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having the happiest of hump days. Well, it is always a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row Keith Mitchell, the Baylor School UGA alum who continues to just rock and roll on the PGA Tour. He will be playing at the Wyndham tomorrow. He's teeing off right after Harris English. English with a 12:35 tee time, Keith at 12:45, Luke List at 1:55. All the Baylorites, good dudes. They've been great to our show. Keith, how are you today?
Great, boys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, what's your preferred tee time? Throw a time out there. What is your ideal tee time?
Last on Sunday.
I like it. All right, give me a Thursday preference.
I like going early late. Just because you can have plenty of time to rest between rounds. You kind of turn and burn when you go in the afternoon, but we're so used to doing both of them that it doesn't really matter.
All right, last Saturday, of course, third round of the PGA, you are paired with Tiger Woods. You go out there and shoot a 68. He shoots a 72. It was the second time the two of y'all had been together. The first time didn't go quite as well. The Memorial last year, he got the better of you. You got the better of him. I'm just kind of curious, when you were playing with Tiger, do you let him dictate when the two of you talk?
The first time I played with Tiger, I felt like I was on outer space. So he dictated everything. And he had just come off the Masters, went in the Masters, and he was 7-under through 12. And I think he was in second place standing on 13-tee. So I was doing everything in my way just to finish the hole and get out of his way because I felt like I was watching – a video game out there. And this time, you know, I'd kind of obviously had seen him at plenty of other tournaments and got to say hello to him and see him in practice rounds. So I was much more comfortable. And he was so great to play with. And I don't know what it used to be like, but right now he is awesome to play with.
Keith, you could not have two more different situations with Tiger, because the first one, like you said, I mean, he was within 2 months of winning his fifth green jacket, and we know what those galleries are like following Tiger. And then Saturday, it's just absolute silence, just the two of you guys.
Right, and that's why I think he was a little bit more open. I felt like he could talk to me on the tee box about whatever he wanted to, and you wouldn't have 1,000 people, you know, with their ears out trying to hear every word he's going to say. So I feel like that was definitely something that probably made him a little bit more relaxed and a little bit more easy to get along with.
What was Saturday night like for you when you just kind of reflect and you're like, my goodness, I got to play with Tiger Woods, who I've followed my entire life, and I shot a 68 and he shot a 72?
Well, it's funny you ask that because, I mean, if you think about what these athletes have done for each sport, like Michael Jordan for basketball.
Right.
I mean, it's hard to say that Tiger Woods hasn't done more for golf than any other athlete has done for any other sport. It's hard to say. Like, I think he's the biggest needle mover of any professional athlete in any sport. And I would put maybe Michael Jordan next to him. And that would be, I mean, I would love to hear y'all's response to that, but I think he's number one. And I remember when I was 8 years old, when he played in the British Open at St. Andrews, and he won by, I can't remember how many, but that was like when everybody was like, this guy's going to be the greatest player to ever live. I remember exactly the shot he hit on this par four. I grabbed my kid's club that my dad had cut down, and right when the tournament was over, I made my mom take me to the driving range so that I could go try to hit this wedge shot that I saw Tiger hit on TV. At 8 years old, I remember that. So that just shows you the kind of impact that he had on us as PGA Tour players out there right now. Like, I mean, I'm probably middle to young on the PGA Tour, so most everybody grew up now watching Tiger play.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's had, any athlete has had more of an impact from a ratings stand. And we've seen it through the years, Keith. When Tiger plays, the ratings are through the roof. When he doesn't, I mean, Martin Keimer won that U.S. Open a few years ago without Tiger, and there were like 38 people watching.
And as great as Jordan was, because he is the next name mentioned, he was coming on the heels of Bird Magic actually saving the NBA. I mean, I think you could say Tiger is in the conversation of doing as much for his sport as anybody this side of Jackie Robinson.
I agree because, I mean, and I hate to talk of monetary value about what Tiger does, but that's a one easy way to look. But you look at when he won the Masters in 97 and when he won the Masters in 2004, it was like they like quadrupled or something in prize money in something like 6 years.
That's why Harris has won more than Tom Watson has.
Brian Gay's won more than Tom Watson has.
All right, Keith, I'll tell you what's awesome. And I wrote about it today in the Times Free Press, and you were great to help me out. But not only did all three Baylor alums make the cut at the PGA, but I saw the stat where all eight UGA guys at the PGA made the cut. That's pretty stout.
Yeah, that was cool. I mean, it's rare to have three guys from the same high school, and even I would say more rare. I mean, I don't know about more rare, but I mean, eight guys from the same college. I was just lucky to surround myself with amazing golfers at Baylor and amazing golfers at Georgia, which kind of success was just the byproduct of being there. So I mean, I gotta say, I'm so fortunate to be able to go to those two schools and play golf at the level that I've been playing.
You're listening to Keith Mitchell, of course, the 2019 Honda Classic champion. Of course, he will be at the Wyndham Championship tomorrow, has a 12:45 tee time. You're listening to Keith here on Press Row on ESPN 105, won the zone.
Keith, are you worried about cussing out there?
Yes.
I mean, how do you fight that? Because, I mean, I'm certain everybody saw what Justin Thomas had to say about the putt that lipped out. That has now turned into the Andrew Dice Clay golf moment.
I mean, look, my mom would kill me if she heard that I was talking about cussing on the radio.
Right.
I mean, it's when there's nothing that makes me more frustrated on the face of the earth than making a stupid bogey. I did it twice this last week where I was in the middle of the fairway with a wedge and made bogey. And like, I practice hours and hours a day, weeks, months, years, so I don't do that. And when you still do stupid stuff like that, you just can't help but just beat yourself up a little bit. So it's hard not to. I remember one time my caddy, Pete, who actually still lives in Chattanooga, I picked him up at the honors. I was having such a bad attitude. I told him I'd pay him $100 for every cuss word I said the rest of the round.
Would you walk out of there owing him?
$300. So I thought that was really good.
Okay.
I felt like I got a deal out of that.
And I'm not talking necessarily about fans, but how different is the inside the rope stuff? Like no pro-ams, really trying not to congregate with other players before and after. I'm certain there are some good parts to it, I guess, in terms of focus, but it's got to be a little bit humdrum and mundane, isn't it?
It can be. I mean, I would say the before the tournament, like Monday to Wednesday, it's actually a little bit nicer because you have all day Wednesday to do whatever you want. Usually the pro-ams are that day. And don't get me wrong, I've met some amazing people in pro-ams, friends that I'll have forever, and sponsors, et cetera, et cetera. But in terms of like golf performance-wise, it's a lot easier to be able to pick whatever time you want to go out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then Thursday is no different. Friday's a little different, but the weekends are way different. I mean, even small events like here we are in Greensboro, where, you know, smaller town, not a major, but there's still like a lot of fans and golf fans and corporate tents out there that would bring some energy when you hit good shots, especially majors like last week. I mean, it was crazy that the fact that we were in a major metroplex of a city and the only people out there were volunteers waiting to find your ball in the rough.
You're listening to Keith Mitchell here on Press Row on ESPN 105 on The Zone. Keith, I'm curious, it's obviously been more than a year since you won the Honda Classic. What's the difference playing on tour now as a winner from kind of a mental standpoint? I mean, some people kind of get on a roll. Some people.
Yeah. I hear you. It's expectations. And you know, when you have the feeling of winning, you want to keep doing that. And it's the best. It's what you work for. It's what you strive for. What keeps you coming back. And when you have that feeling of winning, you want to keep doing it. And so you press even harder and you want to, you know, like you want to get in that position again, because you know how rewarding it is that all your hard work is paying off. So, I mean, just maintaining those expectations, because golf is such a sport that you go up and down and up and down. I mean, you can look at any great player in history, any medium player in history, doesn't matter. Everybody, their golf is waves, because you have two parts of the game on the PGA Tour, physical and mental, and you can't have both of them perfect all the time.
All right, Keith, you know how we like to roll. We like to close with a rapid fire, first thing off the top of the head. You ready to play?
Oh, boy. Let's hope I don't cuss, right?
Right. Exactly. All right, during the COVID hiatus, did you win or lose money playing for Coyne and St. Simons?
Win.
Nice.
All right, you've now played and beat Tiger. Who would be next on your bucket list of playing partners?
I mean, there's no number two behind him.
That's true.
All right, Keith, the problem you have with me is we share a lot of the same friends at Baylor, so I'm literally going to read a text I've received since this interview started. Ask Keith if he remembers telling the entire student body that if they were interested in running for student council, they should come up to the front of the chapel and grab him by the organ.
Yes. I do remember that. And it was actually, as much as I would like to take credit for being clever in that statement, it was an accident. And then the whole place laughed. And then I was like, wow, I turned so red.
All right, Zach Johnson was announced today as the 2020 winner of the Payne Stewart Award for Sportsmanship. You got the field or Patrick Reed next year? You don't have to answer.
Oh, man.
All right, I tell you what, Keith, we need you, Harris, and Luke to all break through. We have a painter-ready poll question every day, and one of them dealt with some of the players who are in the top 10 in the world right now. When you talk about Brooks Koepka, you talk about Bryson DeChambeau, Dustin Johnson. I mean, these are guys that are either boring or they can be awfully prickly to other folks. You don't have to answer or get in trouble with that. We're just pointing out the fact that we need somebody to like that's like up at the top 10 in the world.
And so, you're the man.
I'm going to tell you this.
Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you this. As much as antics as Bryson has been giving us lately, you can't lie, it's been pretty good entertainment.
Yes, it has been. It 100% has been. I know, I completely agree with you. Now, David,
I'm not saying what he's been doing is right or wrong or good or bad or what. I'm just saying it's just simply entertaining. It's actually something to talk about. And, you know, I appreciate you guys saying that. I mean, Harris is really starting to turn the corner, and I feel like my game's really close. And, I mean, if we can all get behind Luke and just remind him that he's amazing, I promise you he'll start playing great again too.
Well, it is fun that, I mean, because like I said, when I reached out to you earlier this week, I reached out to Luke as well, and he's just like, he didn't realize it was the first time all three of y'all had made the cut at a major, and he was just like, I will say this, it's not showing any signs of slowing down. So, I mean, it does seem like y'all are either on solid footing and can really, and it'd be really cool to see y'all make a run in the FedEx. So, Keith, as always, we just love having you on. Congratulations on all that you've been able to do, and we'll be following you this week at the Wyndham, and we'll certainly be following you in the upcoming playoffs.
Well, thank you. And we got to keep rooting on Steven Yeager, who's back on the Corn Ferry Tour, but he'll be back. He's still living in Chattanooga, too.
Yes, we'd love to see that.
And rooting against Charles Schwartzel. I'm still holding the grudge.
I am. Still rooting against him.
Keith, thanks as always. Good luck this weekend.
All right, guys. Take care. Thanks.
All righty. Baylor School UGA alum Keith Mitchell, always a lot of fun to have. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.